When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, everyone. I am Matt Williamson. How's everyone doing? Happy draft week. Best week of the year? Well, not really. Thursday is the best day of the year. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, of course. As is the opening days of free agency. Love it. Probably like those days more than any weekend of football of the year, to be very honest with you. So, doing a little different spin here for draft week is outlier prospects for me. I went through Dane Brugler's The Beast, which you can get on The Athletic. He does phenomenal work. I know Dane reasonably well. His draft guide's awesome. But he has his ranks. And what originally I was going to do was, let's say running back. The Steelers don't need a running back. I don't think they'll draft a running back. But is there a guy that at one point you say, he fits so well. I want him to be a Steeler. It's late. She fell more than I expected. I got to grab him. And this would be, and that would be even more likely, I would say, if there's a trade down. You end up with an extra pick or two, and your needs are handled or at least addressed. And you say, well, we got a little cherry on top here. I didn't expect that running back to be there. That's the guy I loved, blah, blah, blah. But then I start going through, you know, and I mentioned Dane just because he has a list and I just don't want to miss any players. But I decided I was going to pick one at every position and even spots that the Steelers need and will draft. But I wanted to pick a player at every position that I would love to get here, but they're the cherry on top. They're kind of an outlier. And I'm going to start with Spencer Rattler amongst quarterbacks. Now, he's a little small. He's just over 6 feet tall, but he's well built. He has a little bit of that Baker Mayfield thinks he's a better athlete than he is syndrome, but he is tough. He is a high-level arm talent. He's really good in the pocket and feels things. He's experienced. He's grown up apparently quite a bit from, you know, when he was top recruit in the country nonsense and all that. And I guess he used to be kind of an entitled player. Now, I say he's an outlier for the Steelers because I think once you signed Allen as your number three, told you a lot that, hey, Allen's not particularly good, but he doesn't need much. You know, he is what he is. He's a three. You don't have to give him a ton of training camp reps because those are going to go to Fields heavily as well as Wilson. I mean, as your starter. I mean, these are two new guys. So if to draft a Spencer Rattler, you'd really have to divide labor up more than you want. It would take away from your two serious projects. And I call Wilson a project at this stage of his career, as well as Fields. Those guys need tons of preseason snaps and training camp snaps. So I think once they signed Allen, you don't invest in a quarterback. But every prospect has a price, as I mentioned. And if he would fall, I'd love to grab him sometime. I don't think it's going to happen, folks. I came up with two running backs that kind of fit the mold too. Ray Davis from Kentucky. He's going to get drafted. When I say high, I mean like fifth round. But boy, he is 5'8 and a half, but he is a bowling ball. He's almost 25 years old. He's 24 and a half. He's bounced around. He has an insane background. I mean, really difficult upbringing. One of 15 children. And he runs like it. I mean, he is so physical. Like, he might not last in the league long at his age and all that, but he's going to be on my fantasy team sooner than later. I just love his style of play. He'd fit in here tremendously. But another name I wanted to tell you guys about at running back is small school guy, Troy. You might get him in the sixth or seventh round, and his name is Kamani Vidal. He's just under 5'8", but he's also a bowling ball. Ran a 4.46. You know what he reminds me of? He reminds me of Jaylen Warren. So if you could get this guy in like the sixth round, he might be your number two next year or before you know it. You know, people don't last at that position all that well in terms of, you know, sticking around and, you know, all that type of thing. And just their ability to stay in the field, I guess, you know, and in the length of their careers. Now, we know wide receivers going to get addressed, maybe even take two of them. So some of those positions that we've hit hard, I didn't want to talk about a lot. But there's one player I do. Alabama's Burton from Alabama. He has off the field stuff. Now, go Google it. I mean, it's concerning. Have the Steelers ever dealt with wide receivers that are high maintenance or off the field stuff? They sure have. And Mike Tomlin's handled it pretty well, all in all. And this guy is really talented. Now, if it's a deal breaker, you know, I've never met him. I mean, if you can't trust him, if he's a bad human being, well, that's a problem. But if he's immature or just did some dumb things and you can get him two rounds later than you should, to be honest with you, I don't think he's all that much different than Thomas or Mitchell or McConkey or Pearsall. Like, as the fourth through eight wide receivers in this draft, and you're going to get him two rounds later than you should. Like, if he were clean, I think Burton goes the end of round one, and you might get him in the fourth. See what I'm saying? I mean, he is explosive and talented, and he has a checkered history. BetOnline continues to be your number one source for all your basketball wagering needs. With up-to-the-minute odds, stats, and trends, you can follow your favorite team's path to the playoffs with in-game live betting, contests, and all the best player props. Experience the world's best wagering platform anytime from your desktop or your mobile devices. Head to BetOnline today to become part of the team. And remember to use the promo code BELIEVE, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, the game starts here. Okay, so tight end's another one of these positions that after they sign Pruitt, they're probably done. It's pretty full room. It's not even a good tight end class. But I came up with three names that I looked at and thought, if he falls and the rest of the board's not looking your way, or, man, I'd love to get my hands on this guy for the Steelers. But probably won't happen. I don't think they'll predict it. I'm not predicting they draft a tight end, but I wanted to make every position, and there was three of them here that I thought were interesting. The first one's a little different, is Jared Wiley from TCU. Former quarterback. Former quarterbacks turn tight ends often have a lot of success if you're a good athlete, and he's a really good athlete. He's over 6'6". He's about 250, long arms. He's a receiving weapon. A work in progress, but he does block, not great, but he throws his weight around. I mean, he would be more, I don't want to compare him to Pitts. That's not fair because Pitts is like the fourth pick in the draft or whatever, but he'd be more Freiermuth than he would be Washington, or definitely not a Pruitt type, where Cade Stover from Ohio State would be your number two. You know what I mean? Like, this guy screams long time number two NFL tight end. He was a linebacker at Ohio State, and he plays that way. He is nasty. And as is the case with Michigan, Ohio State, he blocks. And Michigan has a guy too, you know, A.J. Barner. And these guys line up in line, and they block their butts off. And he can get down the field. I mean, he's not a great athlete, but he's not bad in that capacity. Better than a Jesse James or, you know, guys like that that we've had here in the past as a number two. I think he's going to stick in the league a long time. And then another guy is Tip Raymond from Illinois. He's just under 6'5". He's 271 pounds. Like, this is a big inline Y in kind of the Washington mold. But he tested great. Those are the guys I take chances on. You know, a lot of these mid-round tight ends that hit, and there's a lot of them, were really good testers that were kind of just misused or didn't quite grow into their paws yet, you know, at the college level. That might be Tip Raymond this year. You'd love to have him sitting around for a season until the time comes. Some offensive linemen. There's a theme here, and I've been doing a lot of homework on this. The first name I want to bring up, though, is Zach Zinter. He's a guard from Michigan that probably will not play this year. but he would be one of the best pure guards in this draft. The Ravens drafted a dude similar to this, Voorhees from USC last year, and now he's going to start in year two. He had the red shirt the entire season. They got him two rounds cheaper than you should. Same would be true for Zinter. Maybe he could learn center in the process. Who knows? But Daniels is a free agent, and I'm just saying if you can get talented Michigan linemen a year cheaper because you ended up with an extra pick, Zach Zinter would be a guy I'd love to be here. But as I said, there's a theme. So I've been doing a lot of homework on what people think guards that could play center. And I know everyone's going to be like, that's what they tried with Kendrick Green. It could never work again. Never in a thousand years. It's never happened. Steelers screwed it up once. Kendrick Green's to blame. We're never going to do that again. We're just taking centers. Well, that's dumb, folks. I mean, Green didn't make the switch. Okay. It's not as hard a switch as you think. If you're smart and you're tough and you learn how to snap, it's a little different, but you can manufacture centers. You can find linemen and turn them into centers. I could name a bazillion examples. But the ones that come to mind that are going to be day two type picks, I always talk about McCormick from South Dakota State. Pooney from Kansas is another one. Haynes is a really good player from UConn who's probably a second round pick. And BB looks like a pure guard, but he has really short arms and he's very athletic. So I hope they're doing their homework on these guys. Do they have any center history? And some of these guys do. Are they willing and excited to make the switch? I know some of these guys are, from all accounts. So, you know, you got to get creative. That's all I'm saying. Speaking of creative, this one's a little crazy to me. Is Houston Christian's last name is Hunt. I'm scrolling here. I apologize. I went past my list. He is a safety at Cornell that turned into an edge defender at Houston Christian, a tiny school. And folks, he's a year away from being a year away, if he ever becomes a year away. I mean, he is a project. Jalix Hunt. But he is also really athletic, really explosive, really fast. Now, you're starting to hear some buzz from the draft nicks out there that this guy could go as high as round three. No, thanks. I mean, I'm out on that. I mean, if he's going to go in round five, which is where I think he could go, and with these kickoff rules, he could be a demon for you there. And he'd be your fourth edge defender behind Herbig and just learn, you know. Might be something there. Smart dude from Cornell that was a safety and is a safety-like athlete. Defensive tackles. Hall from Ohio State. Now, I feel like I pigeonhole myself and I feel old when I do it, that the Steelers only want 3-4 ends that are 6-4 with long arms or nose tackles that look like Joel Steed or Casey Hampton. Well, the league's changing very quickly. You're in nickel and dime a very high percentage of the time. You don't have that three-man defensive line out there all that often, although the Steelers use their base more than most teams, although I'd like them to get away from that. We've talked about that. And Hall doesn't fit a 3-4. Dick LeBeau does not want Hall. But he also wouldn't want Leal. I don't think he'd want Ogunjobi. I mean, so there's recent examples of upfield three-technique defensive tackles that the Steelers have invested in. And Hall, to me, can get swallowed up against a run, but he's athletic, he's explosive, and he makes plays behind the line of scrimmage, and he can rush the quarterback. So in the third round, use him situationally. Just a name that I'm kind of excited about. You know, I mean, I don't know if they'd go down that road or not. I've even talked about, like, you know, Johnny Newton in the first round being that guy, but being a really, really good one. Like, is a much better, younger version of Ogunjobi worth the 20th pick in the draft? Kind of is. At linebacker, I didn't have a great one, but Washington's Olofosho, Olofoshio, is a mature, experienced. You're going to hear that a lot in this draft, by the way. This draft is obscenely old. I mean, there are so many 23, 24-year-olds. Next year, that's supposedly going to be a thing of the past, all the COVID stuff, et cetera. But this guy has been around the block, but he's tough. He's very athletic. Maybe he's hit his ceiling because he has played so much or been around so long. But again, he would be a demon on kickoffs and special teams. I would hope he would immediately push Mark Robinson as kind of a better version of the prospect Mark Robinson was in the seventh round. So a linebacker like that, and I probably could have given you eight names of athletes, raw, special teamers. Maybe they develop, maybe they don't, maybe they wash out, but you get them cheap. I'm going to go safety, and I'm going to finish with corner. So my safety that I'm falling in love with more and more is Taylor Demerson. This guy's a good player, and he's not huge. He's not really your prototypical free, your prototypical strong. He's very athletic, a little undersized, but not small. I mean, he's got some width and thickness to him. Really athletic, takes the ball away, playmaker. But I think what the key is with the Steelers, he would probably be your starting slot at 5'10 and a half, 197. Ran a 4.41. Jumps are fantastic. Dadrian Taylor Demerson from Texas Tech. That's a guy I might consider in the third round and say, well, that's how I'm handling nickel corner. Because he might be able to do all those things for you. He certainly can handle the too high stuff, you know, normal safety stuff. Okay, kind of like the D-line conversation, I want to end this with corners. Because speaking of slot, when I project Steeler corners from this draft, I feel like I'm only looking for slots. Like they have a big opening at slot right now. And I've said a million times, they look at Jackson and Porter as their outside corners. And as many of you like to tell me, Trice and Rush are out there too as their outside corners. Okay, hopefully they turn into something. But you know what's really hard to find? Man-to-man outside corners. And Nate Wiggins from NC State, I never mocked to the Steelers at 20 or even in a trade down. But he is a super explosive, super fast man-to-man outside corner. And you can never have enough of those guys. I mean, he might be the best man coverage corner in this draft. That's a really hard thing to find. Now, along those lines, TJ Tampa would probably be a second round pick for the Steelers. And he is long. I mean, these guys are big corners. I mean, Wiggins isn't huge. But the guys I'm going to talk about from here on out are all look like Porter or Trice or one of these type of dudes. Tampa didn't run great, but he plays a lot of man. He reminds me of Joey Porter Jr. because as you watch his tape at Iowa State, they throw at him less and less throughout the year. He ran a 4.58. I'm going to double check. He's about 6'1". He's not as good as Porter, but he plays that way. He's hard to throw around. He's physical. Consider him. I mean, he's an outside corner. Now, the other two are Kyrie Jackson from Oregon and Cam Hart from Notre Dame. And both of them are just huge outside corners. They would not be early picks for me. I mean, I wouldn't take either one probably on day two. But the count on Trice and Rush and maybe even Jackson might be foolhardy. You know what I mean? Like, is that really smart? If you can get another outside corner with length that wants to play man coverage and be physical, they just don't grow on trees. I just don't think you turn your nose up at those players. So my hunch is all these players I mentioned today, none will be Steelers. You know, like we're going to run out of time real quick between now and Thursday, but I could definitely do a podcast of here's 12 guys that I think will be really in the mix for the Steelers. And we've had that conversation a lot too. And we, you know, their visits had something to do with that, of course. But this is kind of the opposite. These are the outliers. Like, if they make a weird pick that doesn't quite add up, it might be one of these dudes. You know, like, man, they had an extra fifth round pick and that running back was too good to pass up, or that tight end was too good to pass up, or Zach Zinter, the guard from Michigan, let's just grab him for another day. Value stuff. All right. Take care. Happy draft week.